Cold Lake. The City of Cold Lake Administration has undertaken a review of the Animal Care and Control Bylaw. This evaluation aims to compare the design of the city's animal licensing and pound keeping fees with those established by neighboring municipalities across the province. Research has revealed that the current fees outlined in the bylaw are notably lower compared to similar fees set by other municipalities in Alberta. The intent behind the proposed adjustment is to reflect the actual cost of operation and encourage responsible pet ownership practices. All of these amendments are being presented with the purpose of addressing some of the concerns and issues that are within the community, as well as in Alberta and across Canada, and that's related to overcrowding of animals in the animal shelters, as well as some of the increased need for animal responsibility and pet ownership within the community, said Christy Isert, General Manager of Corporate Services for the City of Cold Lake, during the council meeting on November 21. There has been a concerning trend of overcrowding within animal shelters across Canada. This overcrowding has impacted the Lakeland, including Cold Lake and its surroundings, including Cold Lake. The inability to secure shelter spaces for stray animals and animal surrenders has led administration to propose measures aimed at increasing responsible animal ownership within the community, according to the City of Cold Lake. Administration has crafted Bylaw No. 817, Place 23, with a distinct focus on amending the Animal Care and Control Bylaw by proposing fee adjustments. Bylaw No. 817, Place 23 underwent its initial reading during the regular council meeting held on October 24. Looking ahead, administration strongly encourages council to plan for the second and third readings of Bylaw No. 817, Place 23. These readings are central to effecting amendments to Bylaw No. 755, Place 22, the foundational document governing animal care and control within the jurisdiction. Isert highlighted the anticipated adjustments in fees if the proposed changes are approved, saying, the city's basic animal license fee is increasing from $40 to $75, and that is for animals that are unspayed and unneutered. Similarly, the spayed and neutered license of $20 going up to $30 is being proposed, and the viscous animal license fee of $50 is increasing $250. She added, we are recommending that the Animal Care and Control Center fees increase from the first day of $50 to $60 and then each day after from $20 to $30 per day. This approach aims to encourage responsible pet ownership by making the licensing fees notably higher for unfixed animals. The financial difference between fixed and unfixed animal licensing fees encourages pet owners to opt for veterinary services to spay or neuter their pets. This practice, adopted by several municipalities, seeks to curb unintended litters and backyard breeding programs, thereby reducing the stray animal population. This initiative serves to reduce various issues like animal injuries, property damage, and disease spread and eases the burden on animal shelters. Elevated pound-keeping fees aim to encourage pet owners to secure their pets on their property or leash them when off their premises. By doing so, operational costs at the ACCC can be managed effectively, thereby reducing the burden on taxpayers to offset these expenses, heard council. The council approved a motion to revise the adjusted fees. This decision is scheduled to consider second and third readings of the bylaw in the coming weeks.